Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mornings on 105.7 has got a big one. Yep.
Baltimore's Big Morning Show with Ed, Rob, and Jerry on the Fan.
Here's a chant for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, are showing body.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show is way back Wednesday. We remember that magical season 2000. Ravens, five consecutive games without scoring a touchdown. They went 2-3 in that time, and that's amazing. To not only go five straight games without scoring, but to win two games during that process. That team was built around defense and special teams.
And they started their year just like this Ravens team with a shutout.
Yes. And they ended up changing quarterbacks, Tony Banks, just taking too many chances with a great defense and special teams. And remember that special teams joining us right now, punter for that football team.
Yep, colorful punter.
Yeah, Kyle Richardson. What's going on, Kyle?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Colorful, huh, Jerry? Good morning,
yeah.
Ed. Rob. Good
morning.
How we doing?
Good, man. I remember the true story, guys. One day we were at Ray Lewis's bash. I think it may have been the bowling alley. I don't know. A lot of drinking involved that night, Kyle. And
right,
Kyle walked by me.
Validate this. At
Kyle,
the end of your story, I better validate this.
Kyle walked by me and I said, is Kyle Bowler? He looked at me and said, it's Kyle Richardson.
That is true.
And I just looked at the glass and said, hey, man, my bad. Ravens right now.
It's a late night.
In this Super Bowl win of yours back in the 2000 season in Tampa, man. Tell me right now, here we are, what, 16, 17 years removed from that. What do you remember the most about that team?
You know, it was a team that came together at the right time, and it seems to be a lot of the same stories that happen every year when a team's like, you know, you got to have talent, right? Everybody knows that, but it's got to be a chemistry that works, you know, in the locker room. Guys have to show up and just want to be there. And when you get halfway through a season, you kind of know what you have and where you're headed. And we came through all the way through the, you know, the not scoring touchdowns. I think you're just bringing that up when you're bringing me on. But, yeah, I mean, you think about the culminax of where it all came from, and that's what you're thinking at the Super Bowl. It's just like, you know what? We were in Oakland. We saw that the Giants were actually taking care of business on the East Coast against Minnesota, and we were like, man, we'll just go out here and do our thing. We're going to have a chance of winning the Super Bowl. And that we literally were that confident. We watched that game. I don't know if you guys were in the locker room. But it was, you know, before waiting for our game against Oakland. But we, you know, we were the late game. We were watching the earlier game. So we were sitting there just saying, man, this is all there for us. And then, of course, Goose goes out there and helps us a little bit with the hit on Gannon.
So He fell on him accidentally.
He might get fined for that today.
Yeah. Hey, Kyle, you know, that team was special. And, of course, everybody points to, you know, Hall of Famers on that team. But I was at a party with Sam Gash once, and he was talking about the team and mentioned how McCrary was, like, in his eyes, one of the most important people because of his work ethic at practice and stuff. Who do you remember from the team as being people, you know, they weren't always maybe in the newspaper or, you know, the people you think of as a team leader, but they're really instrumental in that the success of that team?
Well, you know what? I understand what Sam's saying there, but really I'd point it back at Sam. I mean, you talk about a guy that has bring his lunch pail every day. This guy was that way as a back when you lined up in the I formation and you brought the fullback right up there and he would crack his head right on the linebacker every play. Well, you know, he was a tempo setter, and you know, from the offense and what started to happen there, we actually were getting productive after the halfway through the season. Sam would be the guy that really didn't get what he should have gotten in credit. Everybody in that locker room knew who Sam Gash was, though, and we all still have respect for him.
Yeah, very cool.
Kyle, I was fortunate enough to cover all the games during the postseason during that Super Bowl run. You guys began here with Denver, and then you go out to Nashville, and I listened to radio in Nashville. I listened to radio in Oakland. I listened to radio in Tampa before you beat the Giants, and it seemed like all the hosts in that city were picking against the Ravens, saying this team doesn't have a way to score. Their defense is a little overrated. I know you guys probably heard a lot of those murmurs coming in because I don't think you guys were the favorites in a lot of these postseason games because you were, after all, on the road.
No, I think you're right, Jerry. You know, in the Super Bowl, Kerry Collins was supposed to be able to take care of the business. But, you know, the thing is that I think a lot of national media just wasn't focusing on what we knew locally, which is, you know, that defense was going to just dismantle you. And your weakness better be stronger than whatever the next line of defense is going to come at you. And that just kept exposing itself. And Stover and I would be on the sideline, like, watch this defense, three and out, three and out. And it just became, as it kept getting there, there's so much confidence that, yeah, the defense was going to steal the show, but just be productive in the rest of the game and you'll have a chance. And at the end of the day, you know, Harbaugh is going to sit there and tell his guys, we just got to get in position, get in the playoffs, and have a chance. And then things can snowball on you. And, you know, I think the game might have been different for us getting into that Super Bowl if it would have been facing Minnesota because they just had so many weapons that year. But because we got the New York Giants taking care of business, I think it worked out to our benefit, to be honest.
Here with Kyle Richardson on this Way Back Wednesday. Kyle, field position was so important on that team because of the defense. Brian Billick talked about it so much. How popular were you with your teammates? Because you were a big part of field position. You did a great job, you know, pinning opposing offenses with their backs to the end zone.
Yeah, you know, I actually, there was probably a time halfway through that season when I felt like, you know what, I might be onto something with this field position, pinning them as deep as you can, whenever Goose declared me a defensive player. And so I figured when he gave me that respect, I was like, all right, I guess I'm onto something here. And the truth be told, this all happened before what I was working on in my world, part of that team. Just the field position, really it came a year before. I was in a golf outing that summer before we were going into training camp, and Marvin Lewis comes over to me before we tee off, and he's like, you know, field position is going to be a big part of this season coming up. He's like, you know, if you look at statistically, if you try to start a team, you know, on the 10-yard line, if an offense starts on their 10, 90% of the time they won't score. And you look at the statistics, and that is actually, it's pretty accurate. And just the sheer ability for those defenses to stop you down after so many drives.
So, Kyle, you played for the Dolphins, the Seahawks, the Vikings, the Eagles, the Bengals, the Browns, even the Ryan Fire. I do want to ask you about them. But do you consider yourself a Raven? Because, after all, that's a team you won your Super Bowl ring with.
Absolutely. I mean, I live local, so we came back. I married a girl from Baltimore. You know, this is a place I've lived the longest of my life at this point, and in and out of here as 20-some years. So, yeah, I mean, Baltimore was great to me. It continues to be great to our family. And winning the Super Bowl, obviously, anywhere, a part of any team, that's pretty much what you're going to anchor yourself back towards. And, I've been fortunate. I was a part of that team and had a small little part in it.
So, Kyle, you're living locally. I knew that. But what are you doing with yourself now?
Ed, thank you. I'm actually in the healthcare business, so wish me well on that. It's an ever-changing world. But, we have a nurse call center based out of Towson. So we're trying to grow that and see where this healthcare virtual nurse type of business takes us.
What's the name of it?
Caring One.
Caring One.
Now you're in an event this weekend also with Femi Ibendazio, am I right?
That's right. Yep, Femi and I are putting together a couple things there. We're acting like the quarterback. So I appreciate that, Rob. We actually partnered with the Living Classroom and O.J. Bergantz Foundation to take advantage of some of us coming back to town. There's about 20 of us from the 2000 team that will be in town throughout the weekend, Friday or Saturday or Sunday. And I think most of everybody's going to be there on the Saturday, 6 to 9. We're doing an event downtown. Tickets are still available. You can go on livingclassrooms.org and look for the event tab, and it'll say the Ravens 2000 Super Bowl. Sign up here, but there are tickets still available, and we're doing it downtown at the Hilton, the Pier 5 Hilton. That's the Curio Hilton property.
Ooh, nice.
Pier 5.
Very nice.
Now, I mentioned the Rhine Fire, and you played for them for a season in NFL Europe.
My favorite team by far, Jerry. I love the Rhine Fire.
You're going to lose a lot of Ravens fans here by saying that on the radio in Baltimore. I'm sure in Rhine they'll appreciate
Nobody's going to know what that is.
Well, we were talking about NFL Europe yesterday because the Ravens are headed over to London to play the London Jaguars in a few weeks. And, you know, yep. NFL Europe didn't work out too well. What was it like playing over there in Germany and in NFL Europe? Because, again, the league went under, but the NFL is still trying to go international.
Yeah, and they're being very focused into that London market, no doubt. But for me, as a young guy, I was 24 and making $1,300 a week and didn't have any college debt or anything. So this was like my first cup of tea. And to the some level above college, you know, and it definitely was pro level. It had everything there. There was teams like where we were in Germany, we were drawing 50,000 people, and it was just a massive party. That's all it was. They were just having drinks.
No one in the league went under.
It was like an NBA game. You know, it's like going to music playing during the plays. You're like, man, this is different. This is really different. The rules were the same. And then you go to London, and actually we played in Wembley, and they moved all the fans to one side because they couldn't even fill up one side of it. It was like 5,000 people that we were playing in front of. So there was this big gap of what was going on, people starting to be attuned to it. And you know, they shut it down because they were losing money, but they had to figure out how to get their brand around the world, like the rest of sports right now. NBA is crushing it with worldwide exposure. And I guess this is what they're going to do, and you know, I think it's a big taxing trip as I hear the players talk about it, but to get over there. But for the game itself, it's a huge market.
Yeah, it is, and I don't blame the NFL for trying to tap into it. Kyle Richardson, Kyle, I'll see you this weekend at the event, man. Thanks a lot for your time.
Looking forward to it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Good talking to you, man.
Thanks, Kyle.
Absolutely.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.